Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 15th, 2011. I'm Joe Underko. Today we'll look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's games. PAC contests on October 8th saw Thomas More and Waynesburg stay unbeaten in league play with impressive wins, while St. Vincent and Westminster each prevailed in nail-biters. The defending PAC champion Saints broke a 7-7 tie with 30 unanswered points en route to a 37-7 home victory over winless Grove City, while the Yellow Jackets outgunned visiting Geneva 47-33. St. Vincent posted its first-ever win over Washington and Jefferson with a 35-27 decision, while Westminster used an interception at its own 8-yard line within the final minute to clinch a 30-27 road win at Bethany. Teal had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week recognition went to Waynesburg quarterback Josh Graham, who completed 19 of 29 passes for 311 yards and 6 touchdowns in the Yellow Jacket win. Defensive honors went to St. Vincent sophomore defensive back Dan Werkowski, who tallied 7 tackles, a fumble recovery, 2 pass breakups, and a 61-yard interception return against WNJ. Special teams laurels went to Waynesburg returner Christian Jackson, who averaged over 30 yards per kickoff return against Geneva. This weekend, WNJ has the weekend off, while 4 more conference games are on tap. Fresh off its thrilling win against the Presidents, St. Vincent remains at home at Chuck Knoll Field Saturday at 1 p.m. when the 3-2 Bearcats host 5-0 Thomas More. The Saints, ranked 6th by the AFCA and 8th by D3Football.com in the nation, have won all 4 meetings between the two programs, including a 24-6 decision in Kentucky a year ago. St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert talks about the keys to victory for his squad.
First of all, I told our team, it's just like the NCAA playoffs. Your reward for beating a good team is to play a better team in the number 6 ranked team in the country. What we have to do is control their running game. To be able to do that, I think on offense we have to be able to put up points and keep the ball away from their offense.
Longtime rivals going back to days as members of the NAIA, 4-1 Waynesburg and 3-2 Westminster renew their series, which began in 1910, at Harold Bury Stadium in New Wilmington, beginning at 1 p.m. The Yellow Jackets have won 7 of the last 8 meetings, including a 24-23 home win a year ago when Waynesburg blocked a Titan extra point attempt in the final minute. However, Westminster won the last game at Bury Stadium, 49-42 in overtime in 2009. Titan head coach Jeff Hand takes a look at the matchup.
Yes, the last two years have been great games. The nail biter down at Waynesburg and the home game here was a nail biter. And obviously, it's going to be no small task for us, but we'll give a great effort on Saturday for our homecoming game.
After being off last weekend, 0-5 Teal will look to earn its first win of the season when the Tomcats travel to face 2-3 Bethany at Bison Stadium beginning at 1:30 p.m. Bethany has won 2 straight games in this series of streaks, including a 41-7 decision in Greenville in 2010. However, Teal won 6 straight meetings from 2003 to 2008. Tomcat mentor Kurt Reiser discusses what he emphasized with his players and his staff during the team's extra week of practice.
Well, we used it to try to get back to fundamentals and the basics of the game and being better blockers and tacklers and just being better fundamentally. And then the second part of our open week was to try to get guys healthy. We were banged up pretty much before the break. And, of course, a key to that is getting Jared Sell back, and he's practiced this week. We feel good that he's going to be ready to go on Saturday.
Finally, longtime local rivals meet under the lights in Beaver Falls, as 1-5 Geneva hosts 0-5 Grove City at Reeves Field with a 7 p.m. kickoff. It is the 93rd all-time meeting in the series between the schools, which began back in 1893. Last season, Grove City prevailed over the Golden Tornadoes at home 13-7. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. A reminder, you can always find the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow the PAC on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the conference website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.